The award-winning author and screenwriter Frank Cottrell Boyce has just released a new children's book called Noah's Gold. We asked him why going to the cinema is magical for him.
Here are some things that have happened to me in that dark, magical place, the cinema, that would never happen to me if I was just streaming a film into the comfort of my own home. Like that time on a rainy holiday when we went to a matinee of Whiskey Galore. The print was ancient and it broke two-thirds of the way through the film. The manager came in and tried to tell us how the film ended, but people in the audience kept correcting him and it felt like we were actually living in an Ealing comedy. At the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Hall, a man in a kilt comes out and plays the organ, and as you clap along, as if by some slow, stately magic, the screen rises up from beneath the stage. At the tiny Lonsdale Cinema on the banks of the Annan, if you ask the front of house, Derek, for a cup of coffee, he will send you back into the cinema and bring the coffee to your seat in a proper cup. At the Plaza Cinema Crosby, on your birthday, they put your name up in lights on the gorgeous 1920s canopy. The first time I went there, we arrived after the main feature had started. The manager, Martin, nipped into Screen One, came out and gave us a quick summary of where the film was up to and then waved us in. He wouldn't take the money because he'd already tilled up. During that brief interlude last summer, when the cinema was open again, you had to pre-book, and the same Martin would delay the start of the film to allow latecomers to get there. The laughter of strangers and the shocks, like when the door slammed in Nicole Kidman's face in The Others and the man behind me bellowed, "Holy Saint Anthony, save us!" Or the deep, shared moment of silence when no one in the cinema moved at the end of Gods and Men, even though the credits had finished. Or that time during a very tense scene in Cronenberg's The Fly that someone at the back started singing very quietly, "I'd like to be a buzzy, buzzy bee," and half the audience joined in. It ruined the movie, but it made the date, and we are still laughing about that years later. Dates, of course, dates. Think of the relationships that took their first hesitant fingertip steps towards intimacy under the face-saving cover of the dark, the laughs, the shocks that give you the pretext for that first physical contact. And the moments of self-discovery. My own earliest cinema memory is of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Not of the magical car or the evil child catcher, but the intermission. The film stopped just as the car with the lovely family, with every character in the movie in fact on board, plunged off a cliff. I sat there staring at the blank screen in horror. So I first learned the power of story, not from the movie, but from the slow shuffling queue for Lion's Maid and Kiora. And later, struggling to get the kids to sleep, the cinema was a place that you could go as a couple or with a gang of mates and still be blessed with glamour and thrills, even though you haven't had time or money to dress up. The cinema's always been a kind of a holy place for me, literally, because we used sometimes to go to mass in a city centre church that was housed in a converted cinema. The screen was still in place behind the altar, and I sometimes still unthinkingly go to genuflect in the dress circle, and occasionally my subconscious mind will play the Pearl and Dean theme during the offertory. Streaming services have been lifelines during lockdown. They've injected fun and inspiration into the long, unpunctuated weeks. But it isn't just films that we've missed. We've missed these moments, the eccentric, the accidental, the coincidental, the unpredictable, the stuff that life throws at us when it is being life. Most of all, we have missed those shared laughs and screams that say, "It's not just me, you're not alone." Like that time in a full cinema at the end of Paddington 2 when everybody suddenly applauded. Why? The bear wasn't there to hear it. The bear is actually just a bunch of pixels. We were clapping for each other to say, here we are, together, and we've just shared something truly wonderful. Because the movie is just the seed corn. When we watch the film together, the seed corn heats up, expands, and becomes that magical, weightless, site-specific treat, popcorn.